Blog Talk Radio.
Now I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it, and now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God on this day. Amen. Because we know that he will fix it. Amen. Praise God. You are on the air today. Amen. With the only one. Amen. The one and only. Amen. Apostle Calvin McNeil on this afternoon at your 6 at 6. I am stepping in for Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil on today. Amen. So we thank and praise God. Hallelujah. That the man of God could not be here. But yes, Holy Spirit, we thank God. Amen. That someone will step in for the man of God. Amen. And that's me. So let's pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you, God. We lift you up, God, on this day, God, in the name of Jesus. God, as we come, God, today, God, with uplifted hands on today, Father God, let your Holy Spirit reign, God, on this line, on this afternoon, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask, Father God, that you will speak to us from heaven, oh God. Yes, Holy Spirit, God, fill my mouth with the Holy Spirit on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, as I step aside, let the power of God rest, rule, and abide in me and through me, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray right now, Father God, that you open up the airways, God, no interference, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we cancel every assignment of the enemy right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we call forth your Holy Ghost power, God, even on this afternoon, Father. Yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. God, we pray right now. I pray, God, for everyone that's on this line on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you will fill us up with your power. Fill us up from on high, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not sin against you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We know that your word is true, Father God, and we thank you for a word of truth, God, on today now. God, minister to our spirit on this night, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, I praise you, I glorify you, and I lift you up. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name, and my soul says amen on this afternoon. Well, praise the Lord, hallelujah. On this afternoon, I want to talk to us. First, I want to expound on something. Then I'm going to go to the passage of scripture, amen, that we're going to go. So if you have your Bibles, amen, today, turn with me to Numbers, the 13th chapter, starting at verse number 26, and we're going to read all the way down to 33. So that's Numbers 13, 26 to 33. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, as I begin to just talk to the Lord, amen, this afternoon, that realizing that I had to come on today, praise God, but hallelujah, too often we limit ourselves, come on somebody, by the way we think. Amen. Praise God. We limit ourselves in the way that we think. I'm not talking about you. I'm saying we. Glory to his name. We all had those moments when we felt the pull to do something out of the ordinary, but held back because of the fear of what others would say. The Bible tells us there are no limits with God. Come on. And we all have the same opportunity to succeed and grow in him. Somebody say, grow in him. The pull we feel is the prompting of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Pulls on our spirit. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And listening to him helps us break through the barriers that hold others back. Come on, somebody. It is the Holy Spirit that's at work in our lives. Ah, yes, God. We thank you, Jesus. God has different callings and different gifts for each of us, and they all require faith. Come on, I want you to talk to yourself today. They require faith to lay hold of them. To do that, we must change our way of thinking. Oh, come on, somebody, glory to your name. Father, we thank you. We have to change our way of thinking. Our thoughts are powerful. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, and they can either limit us or remove all obstacles and barriers in our way. The Old Testament, the only thing that held back the children of Israel from occupying the land God had promised them was their fear and negative thinking. Let's go to the scriptures. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. What limit? The children of Israel from occupying what God had for them, the promised land. Glory to God. It was fear and negative thinking. The Bible says, now they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Come on, somebody. Then they told him and said, we went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey. Glory to his name. And this is it, the fruit. Come on. And this is it, the fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. He said, moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the bank of the Jordan. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses. Be quiet, and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. This is Caleb talking. But the men who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report. Of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its people, the inhabitants. Come on. And all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There we saw the giant. The descendant of Anak came from the giants. And we were like grasshoppers in our own sight. And so we were in their sight. Hallelujah. Sometimes in life, amen, praise God, put it on, glory to his name, I call it some spiritual glasses. I call it the spiritual bifocals. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And what they saw, praise God, they brought back a bad report. But see, Caleb saw in a different kind of way, praise God. He said, glory to God, glory to God. He quieted the people and said to Moses, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. But the other ones came and they brought back a bad report. Yes, Holy Spirit. And that's how sometimes, amen, people of God, that people talk you out of your blessings. Amen. Praise God. It's what they see, but what is God telling you, and what do you see? And what do you see as an opportunity, praise God, hallelujah, that God wants you to go further? He wants you to see through his eyes, praise God. We're going to take the glasses off today, and we're going to wipe our eyes out, praise God, and we're going to go forward in the name of Jesus. They suffer because they believe they were inferior. And this mindset kept them from receiving the good things God had for them. How many of us think that way today? Regardless of who we are or what the circumstances may be, God loves us all equally, and he doesn't play favors. The Bible says then in Hosea, in Acts 10 and 34, praise God, then Peter opened up his mouth and said, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality. The Apostle Peter was referring to the fact that God blesses men as well as women. God is willing and able to use everyone who believes in what he says, regardless of race, gender, age, status, and economic level. God don't let Kurabashan, it doesn't matter, or any other factor that we use, the world uses to limit people. This means that we must be extra careful what we listen to, because what we hear from others can either build us up, build up our faith up, come on somebody, or even tear it down. Come on somebody, that's the air gates of the Most High. And he said to them, be careful, be careful, be careful what you are hearing. The measure of thoughts and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you, and more besides will be given to you who hears. That is Mark 4 and 24. In other words, we need to filter what we hear and reject any you can't do that because the message that came our way today. Hallelujah, glory to his name. Letting the world define us and put us in the box and a different a place, amen, causes needless emotional pain. And it's not God's will for us. We want the best. Come on, then Jesus wants the best for us. He can bring that about when we listen to him instead of negative naysayers around us. I don't know, praise God. I know why God is bringing a message to us today, praise God, because what they saw, amen, praise God, they thought that they was going to be defeated. Ah, glory to his name. What if God prepared a place for you, praise God, a land of milk and honey, praise God, a place of pasture, amen, praise God, and because you saw what you saw, you were scared to take possession. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, trying to accomplish anything through our own strength or mental ability can fizzle out when we reach our physical limits. Following God leads, come on. Following God leads gives us a supernatural strength. Hey, my sacred of our shadow. When we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, he put anointing on us, praise God. The Bible tells us that he does. The Bible says, glory to God, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That door open up, praise God, for you. You have to walk over on it, praise God. You can't worry about this, like God going to bless you, praise God, with a place of rest. And you look at the price of what it is, and God says, I'm giving you that land, praise God. But in your mind, you're going to tell God, how I'm going to pay for this, God? How I'm going to do this, God? How I'm going to do that? So in Ecuador, because of intimidation of what you're seeing and what you're hearing, praise God, you can talk yourself out of a blessing. I'm talking to somebody today, praise God. Jesus came to break down the barriers of separating people, love and playing field for everyone, to bring them the truth about God's love for them. He wants a joyful and fulfilling life for every one of us. Come on, hallelujah, to grasp it for ourselves. We need the courage to move beyond fear. And I'm talking, glory to God. We have to move beyond fear and doubt and go forward in favor. Glory to God. God is speaking under the Most High, under the power of the Holy Ghost today, praise God. We have to move beyond fear and doubt and move forward in faith. The Bible says that the purpose is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. That's what the Bible tells us. God is well able to cause us to live out our most cherished dream. Do you believe that today? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He wants the best of the best for us. So we have to move in faith. Glory to God, because we can't miss our blessings. We know that the thief come to steal, kill, and to destroy. Yes, he want to steal your blessings. Yes, he want to kill your favor. Yes, he want to destroy everything that pertaineth to your life. But Jesus said, my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. God is well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh on the inside of us. Praise God. We thank God today, praise God, because God is moving by his mighty power. We have to overcome the spirit of intimidation. Am I talking to us today? Beloved, beloved of God, do you struggle with getting intimidated by the things you need to get done? If so, you have to understand that spiritual warfare is at play here. It's at play, glory to God, and you are actually facing the spirit of intimidation. Nevertheless, the Lord wants you to know today that in Christ Jesus, you are the victor over the spirit of intimidation. I heard the Lord say, praise God, you have been intimidated too long, and I deserve to help you and help myself break free from that. Oh, come on, somebody. You may not know it, but the spirit of intimidation is one of the most successful strategies the enemy has launched against you and God's people. Praise God. You have been given in to it for years. Praise God. However, the access that the spirit of intimidation has into our life, come on, ends today. Somebody say it ends today. If you will heed me, saith the Lord, and obey what I tell you, my God, I give you glory. Intimidation will rob you of some things in life. It will rob you of your boldness. It will rob you of great exploits that God desires for you to do. It will rob you of your peace, for it keeps you from doing things that needs to be done and thereby stresses you out. A lack of peace will then rob you of your health, your encouragement, your enthusiasm, and even your self-control. Intimidation is a slippery slope, and it is one of the enemy's smallest thing. Praise God. It is a principality that should have no access into your life, whatever. But it is one of the most destructive forces the enemy has launched against the people of God and the church. Come on, somebody. But I can be free from intimidation. And I will if I listen to the Lord. First, you need to understand that the spirit of intimidation partners with fear. However, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. Remember to stand firm in the faith and in my word, saith the Lord. The solution to fear, how God delivers us from fear. Next, know that intimidation tries to show you the worst scenario. The principality of intimidation tries to tell you that things will be bad. Bad, bad. That's all it tells you. It tries to convince you that everything will be hard, that you will lose, that you will go under. Come on, somebody. Nevertheless, have I not told you that you will have good success if you listen and obey my word? That's what the Holy Spirit said. That's what the Word of God said. That's how he speaks to us. Have I not told you that you will not go under? And not under, have I not told you that I will help you, that I will never leave you nor forsake you? That's the Word of God. I have not guaranteed your success. Have I not guaranteed your success? And do I not work and win? That's God. And even in the darkest hour, he says, I tell you, I do, I have, and I will. My word is the first key that overcomes the spirit of intimidation. You must hide my word in your heart as it pertains to your success. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. My help and victory, for my victory is yours in my son. That's what the Holy Spirit says. This means whatever you do shall prosper. It means in whatever you undertake, you shall win. And it means that I will be with you to help you, giving you grace that even makes hard things easy. Oh, I want to talk to you today, praise God, because a lot of times people think, praise God, because you're doing it and it looks so easy, praise God, but the only thing that they don't realize, amen, there's a grace upon your life to make the hard things look easy. My God, I give you glory. If you will believe me for it, saith the Lord. You also need to understand that the second key to overcoming the spirit of intimidation, because that's what they had. They had the spirit of intimidation. They looked at everything from their own perspective and not look at what God was trying to tell them. I'm trying to tell you to go conquer your land, but no, you're telling me that they are giants and we are like grasshoppers. Come on, somebody. Glory to his name. See, we got to understand who we serve and whom we belong to. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. We also need to understand the key to overcoming the spirit. Overcoming the spirit of intimidation is found in Zechariah 4, 6, and 7, which says, so he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. He told Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? You shall become plain. You coming down today. Glory to his name. And he shall bring forth the capstones with a shout of grace and grace to it. That's what he said. Nothing you do is by your own power anyway. We know that, praise God. We shall know that, praise God. I can't teach without his power. I can't prophesy without his power. I can't do nothing without his power. Without me, you can literally do nothing. That's what the Spirit of God says. My grace is what makes it all happen. We thank God for his grace. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, for the grace that you have given me upon my life. Glory to his name. Therefore, does it make any sense to be intimidated by large things? Ah, come on, somebody. The same God who helps you breathe and with you to help you do small things and big things alike. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Big things and small things are all alike, saith the Lord. They take no more or exhortation than creating anything in the galaxy that I have created. My power is limitless. Nothing can tax it or strain it, saith the Lord God. Nothing can tax or strain my power in you. Come on, somebody says power on the inside of me, praise God. The only time you can be taxed or strained is when you take your eyes off of me. Remember Peter, who was well able to do the miraculous, walking on water as long as he kept his eyes on the Son, Jesus Christ. But what happened when we remove our eyes, come on, and when he removed his eyes from my Son, he sank. Oh, God, on the Messiah. You know that story well. We know it. Praise God. But you have not put the pieces together before now. That's what the Lord said. The same God who empowered Peter to walk on water am in you right now. And I am here to do everything through you today, saith the Lord, that needs to be done. I am here inside of you right now to do even the miraculous. You got to understand that you have the power on the inside. You have the power of God, working on the inside. So much of the practical life of power is already in you. The pieces you have lacked are the understanding of the enemy attack against you, an acknowledgement that you have not yet grasped my word to help you in this area, and a total focus and concentration on me in you instead of looking at things about which the enemy is trying to intimidate you in certain areas. May I go to a psalm, people of God, yet quoted about Sunday, and I'm coming right back to finish what the Lord has given me. Continue to look through the eyes of God.
Say bless, say bless,
yeah!
Oh,
yes, he is. Late in the midnight hour. Hallelujah. God's going to turn around. It's going to work in our favor, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit, that's all right with me. Late in the midnight hour. Glory. Sometimes you got to pull them out. Amen. Pull them songs back out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Get your praise on. Get the worship in the Lord, because, yes, late in the midnight hour, God will work it all out for us. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to our place, that place of, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, milk and honey, praise God, that land that God has promised us, amen, because the Bible says, my purpose is to give you a rich and satisfying life, amen, and I raise my hands to heaven, thank you, Jesus, for the rich and a satisfying life, praise God, hallelujah, instead of thinking that something is going bad, believe that it will be good. Believe my word that I will help you, saith the Lord. Believe that it will be easy and that I will make it so, even if a thing will be difficult to anyone else. I will do it for you, my beloved people of God. My beloved, I am with you to keep you, he said. I will not suffer your foot to slip. Oh, come on, somebody, glory to his name. This means that intimidation and the spirit of intimidation truly have no place in you. Rise up. Here we go again. Rise up, my beloved, and become who you are, a supernatural being, my child, filled with light, love, and power. You are God's, you are God's blessing. Rise up and refuse to be intimidated any longer. Rise and eat, taste, and see that I am good. You are blessed because you trust in me. That is Psalms 34 and 8. Go forth and prosper in power, love. Come on, somebody. We thank and praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, for his word today. We give him glory. We praise his name. We lift him up today. Glory to his name. Because whatever on the inside of us is going to be exercised on the outside of us. And we will walk in faith. We will walk in power, as he said in his word, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And he also said, what is that in front of Zerubbabel? Oh, great mountain, you are coming down today in the name of Jesus. We pull down every mountain, amen, glory to his name, that will cause us not to get to where God wants us to be. Yes, we are going to our land of milk and honey, and we don't care what's over on the other side. We are going to walk with the Lord. Glory to his name. We're going to lift him up, and we're going to believe and trust him that we will not be intimidated by anything. But glory to his name. But of love. Come on, somebody say love and power and a sound mind. We're going to make it to the other side. So we thank and praise God on this afternoon. Amen. You have been on the air. Amen. With a doctor, Colin McNeil on this afternoon. Amen. We thank God for Pastor keeping it real, McNeil. We ask God to bless him in abundance. Amen. We know the desires of his heart. Amen. To be with us today. But God saw fit, amen, for me to come today to take his place. So we continue to pray for the man of God as he is working hard. Amen. Praise God. In the marketplace. So we thank God today. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Before I pray, amen, don't forget, amen, tomorrow, amen, glory to God, Bishop Thurman Butler will be on, amen, Undisputed Truth Ministry, Wednesday, glory to God, weekly word workout with Lady T, amen, at 6 p.m., all these hours at 6 p.m., hallelujah, Ilona Pastor, Ilona Waters, True Vine International Ministry will be on Thursday, amen, praise God, hallelujah, and don't forget the prayer time, people of God, Wednesday, Wednesday morning, praise God. If you don't have the number, contact me, 302-883-9799. Let me say that one more time. Glory to his name. 302-883-9799. We thank God for this day. We thank God for the grace and mercy, amen, that he has blessed us with today. We thank God for his word today, amen, hallelujah, because he don't make no mistakes, amen, praise God. So we thank God today, amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, amen, hallelujah, the Cash App for this ministry is $Anointed. That's A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D 222. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I do have a song, amen, that I will leave you with. Have a blessed and wonderful Monday. Amen. And a great prophetic dream tonight. Amen. As you sleep soundly. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. We give you glory, Father God, for what you have said and done on this day. We ask that you continue to bless thy people all around this world, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pull down every stronghold that's not of you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you move by your mighty power, God, in the lives of your people, God. Bless every home that's represented here, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch if they need healing, Father God, within their body, Lord. I pray right now because you said, God, the distance is not a barrier, Father God. So I pray that the Holy Spirit will grab a hold of them right now, Father God, and heal their body right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for divine healing of the mind, divine healing of the body, Father God, and divine healing of our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because, God, you said in your word, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek your face, turn from our wicked ways, then will you hear from heaven, forgive our sins and heal our land, oh God. So we thank you right now, God, that you are healing our land, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Move by your mighty power that only you can do, Father. In yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, but then as fathers before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen. God bless you. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Amen. Glory to his name.
You never knew you would fail. You never knew you'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you would fall. But I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, here's the pain, it is not your part. Failure, it is not your part.